It's time now for the Johns County Central Thunderbird Coaches Show, and this morning we have a new coach to talk to, and that is Justin Bugay. Coach, not new to the program, but new to the head coaching ranks here this year with the Thunderbirds. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the fact you've been with the team a while, it sounds like.
Yeah, we have, I've been coaching here for past 3 years in the high school ranks and 5 years in the junior high ranks before that. And we're pretty excited about this team this year.
So you know the kids and they know you, which is always helpful.
Yes, definitely.
It's no secret. It's been kind of a struggle here for Johns County the last couple of years on the football field, especially last year. Got off to a good start with a win over Louisville, and then things didn't go so well. What are you seeing? Is there a difference in the kids this year? What's seen making you feel so good?
Well, I think we have a really good senior class right now. Really good leaders and a lot of young kids that are willing to listen to them. So I think we have a good foundation with the young ones and really good leadership with the older ones.
Tell us a little bit about, let's talk a little bit nuts and bolts, team speed, team size, things like that.
I'd say we're above average on the offensive defensive line. We have a couple good sized kids we're able to run behind. Speed, I would say we're about average. We're not going to blow anyone away, but we'll be able to pull away from a few teams. So I think we'll be all right.
And I'm sure after several weeks of beating up on each other, these kids are ready to go out and find somebody else to play against tonight.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. They're excited.
We'll come back and we'll talk more with the coach. We'll talk about this week's opponent, the season opener with Louisville, coming up after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johns County Central Coaches Show and our visit with head coach Dustin Bugay. Coach, let's talk about this game coming up Friday. First off, it's kind of a strange circumstance. You're playing Louisville. That's not strange, but we're playing the game at Ralston, which is a bit of a strange circumstance. I understand they're having some field problems at Louisville.
Yeah.
Guess they got some sort of a fungus or something on there, and no football games. I know we've got a game later in the season with HTRS, and they're playing that night up at Nebraska Wesleyan. So their home games are going to be road games this year. I guess it really doesn't cause you any more problems getting ready for it's a road game. It's a road game no matter where you have to go.
Yeah, this year we have 5 road games and only 3 home games, so it'll be pretty familiar for us this year, I think.
Tell me a little bit about some of the kids. We'll talk about who's going to be the quarterback, the running back, and who's going to have the ball.
Okay, this year we have we'll have Dustin Beathy running the ball, and we'll have possibly Cole Hamilton running the ball. We'll have a different misdirection offense this year, so we'll have a lot of guys holding the ball. At the helm, at quarterback, we'll have Kyle Laug. He's a very good game management type of guy. That's going to keep the game going for us, I think. At the line, I think we'll have some good size. Well, again, we'll have like a Mario Rojas and a Zach Lade, which will be good center, good middle for us.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? You talked about the line, offense and defense. Maybe that's the strength of the team headed in here to the first game?
Yeah, definitely. We have a little age-wise, a lot of seniors and juniors, and size-wise, so we'll have to depend on them, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Friday night, the game with Louisville, what do you expect out of them?
Not sure. I haven't seen much on them. I'm sure they're going to be very well coached and disciplined, so we'll just have to stick to our guns and play our game.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again Friday night in the pregame show.
Wonderful. Thank you.
That's our Johns County Central Coaches Show, brought to you today by the Farmers Bank of Cook, by Brinkman Motors, and by Johnson County Memorial Hospital.